This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Cases of avian flu are back on the rise after a summer lull. The virus was first detected late last winter. Dr. Maggie Baldwin is Colorado's state veterinarian. She says avian flu outbreaks typically don't last this long.
We really don't know what the future looks like with this outbreak. Europe, for example, has been dealing with this strain for about 18 months.
A flock of 1.1 million chickens was culled in Well County last month after the state confirmed one case of the highly contagious disease. This strain of bird flu is not dangerous to humans. The federal government has awarded nearly $23 million to the Ute Mountain Ute tribe to expand high-speed internet. Here's CPR's Western Slope reporter, Stina Sieg.
The grant from the U.S. Department of Commerce will help bring broadband to Ute Mountain Ute tribal members in rural southwestern Colorado and southeastern Utah. Bernadette Cuthair is the tribe's director of planning and development. She says this connectivity will offer, quote, a wealth of opportunities.
Whether it be government services, whether it be entrepreneur services, student services.
The grant is part of a program by the Biden administration to improve internet access across native lands. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Olympic skier Michaela Schifrin heads into the World Cup season this Saturday with 74 career wins. That puts her within 8 wins of Lindsey Vonn's women's record and 12 wins from the overall record. The 27-year-old from Vail has never claimed fewer than 3 victories in any World Cup season. This is CPR and KRCC.